This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. If we're opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump, beginning in the U.S. Senate Tuesday, this Sunday, key players once again argued whether efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations on a political rival are impeachable offenses that warrant his removal from office. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more on the upcoming proceedings.
Senators swear an oath of impartiality, but the Republican leader of the Senate has previously said he is working hand-in-hand with the White House.
Imagine that they're a juror, and the judge comes into the courtroom and says, look, I've been in consultation with the defendant, and we've agreed that I'm not going to allow the prosecution to call any witnesses, and I'm not going to allow the prosecution to show you any documents. No juror has ever heard that kind of a thing from a judge because it would be absurd.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding $400 million in congressionally approved military aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea reported Monday its first confirmed case of the new coronavirus that has broken out in China. The patient is a 35-year-old Chinese woman who flew from Wuhan to an international airport Sunday. She was isolated upon entry into the country due to symptoms like high fever. There are now three confirmed deaths resulting from the new coronavirus. And just a few days, a central Chinese city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of the pneumonia-like virus. It's akin to the SARS virus that killed nearly 800 people globally 17 years ago. In the U.S., as a precaution, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started screening passengers from three